But first up, more biosecurity officers for Tasmania and farmers to have their say on whether the moratorium on GM crops should continue. Two big issues for the Primary Industries Minister in Tasmania, Sarah Courtney, who's been in the job now for 6 months. And Sarah Courtney has taken time out to join the Country Hour in our Launceston studio. Thanks for your time, Minister.
Pleasure to be here, Tony. Thank you for having me on.
Has it been a whirlwind period for you?
Oh, it's been a wonderful experience over the past few months, being able to get out and about and meet so many farmers across Tasmania. And I'm absolutely loving the portfolio and the opportunities we have across rural and regional Tasmania.
Well, the big story in rural Australia at the moment is the drought, mainly in the bigger states, New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria. But some farmers in the south and east of Tasmania are having a really tough time with the lack of good rainfall. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, we are hearing that, Tony, and it's something that we continue to monitor actively with the TFGA and with farmers directly. So while there isn't the same need as there is on the mainland, we understand that there are farmers here in Tasmania doing it tough for a range of reasons, and the dry conditions on the east coast are part of that, and we continue to work with farmers, work with the TFGA to provide support as it's required.
Yeah, it's pretty tough for farmers to come forward and say, I need some help. But what sort of help is available for farmers who may be doing it a bit tough?
Well, the federal support scheme in terms of supporting families is available to Tasmanian farmers. So that's not just for people under drought conditions. So this is for people that are having difficulty because of other circumstances, whether it's other rain issues or drought. And so federal funding is available to Tasmanian farmers. And from a Tasmanian government perspective, we're always going to work with farmers to listen to what their needs are and to be able to respond accordingly.
It's also pretty ironic that we're hearing some areas of the north and northwest of the state have had too much rain.
Indeed, I was hearing that just yesterday when I was up on some farms in the northeast.
Does what is happening on the mainland, does it make Tasmania's case for further irrigation schemes stronger?
Oh, absolutely. The government's fully committed to further irrigation here in Tasmania. We've seen the federal government just recently commit their funding for the Scottsdale scheme, which will go ahead. And the Tasmanian government also had $70 million committed to be able to roll out Tranche 3. So TI is currently consulting with farmers across Tasmania to look at a range of schemes, look at their viability, because we know that irrigation is going to underpin investment into agriculture across Tasmania for decades to come.
Minister, will water flow from the Swan Valley Irrigation Scheme this summer? The season's due to begin on the 1st of next month.
We're hoping to get some good rainfalls in that scheme. I know that to date we don't have it as full as possible. However, we are mindful of the conditions across there. We're hoping that the dams do fill up so that we get the water flow. And indeed, this dam, as with other irrigation schemes across Tasmania, have been developed in recognition of the local conditions. And we recognise that perhaps some areas have less reliable rainfall. And so the irrigation schemes are actually expect to deal with that. However, we obviously do need that initial rainfall to fill up those dams in the first instance.
The Tasmanian Primary Industries Minister, Sarah Courtney, our guest on the Country Hour today. Minister, there are several issues we want to talk about, including GM crops and quad bikes coming up. The big story of the year in Tasmania has been the fruit fly incursion. Where are we at with the control zones in the north of the state at the moment?
Well, the control zones are currently still in existence, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the whole community as well as those that are impacted by the control zones, because the community response has been absolutely outstanding. So the control zones are still in place. The state government through BT, Biosecurity Tasmania, is working proactively with the Australian government on negotiations with trading partners so that we are able to regain our fruit fly free status as quickly as possible. However, that does take time and there are a range of parameters that need to be met. But the government continues to stand to support growers across Tasmania. And indeed, you'll see in the papers in the next week or so, five new roles being advertised for Biosecurity Tasmania. So the government is clearly committed to biosecurity more broadly in Tasmania, but absolutely committed to full eradication of fruit fly.
I believe $8 million was set aside last financial year for the incursion in January. How much is set aside for the current financial year?
With regards to that, we're still working through the detail about funding going forward. However, it was pleasing earlier in the year to see through the federal government a $20 million commitment to assist with Tasmania's response to fruit fly. And so we're working through that funding at the moment that has been committed to, that is available to Tasmania, and we're using that to be able to respond to this incursion, to be able to assist farmers on the ground and to ensure that we have got these new places available within Biosecurity Tasmania, including a fruit fly expert that will make sure that we are not only addressing the current incursion, but ensuring we have the right preparedness for future threats to our state.
Has anyone or any company on the mainland put up their hand to say, it was my fault?
Oh, we're always going to work with other jurisdictions, and we've obviously been working very closely with Victoria, because a lot of the fruit and vegetable that does come to Tasmania travels via Victoria, and so we'll always work with our partners in other states to ensure that protocols are maintained, and we want to make sure that the risk is minimised for Tasmanian farmers.
Hindsight is a wonderful tool. What happened this year? Did it mean we didn't have enough inspections of fruit coming into the state?
I don't think it's about inspections. It's making sure that across the entire biosecurity system, we're always vigilant. We know that in a few of the cases of fruit coming into Tasmania, there were perhaps breakdowns in the protocols in other places, and we're working actively with other places to ensure that this doesn't happen in the future. Tasmania has committed to more biosecurity officers to ensure that people are on the ground, ensuring that imported fruit is being inspected, and it's also for the entire community to remain vigilant. And it's been really nice to see during the past, over the past year, during this incursion, the response from the broader community has just been exemplary, and it highlights to everybody the importance of biosecurity for Tasmania, for market access, and for our farmers to be able to produce the wonderful quality produce that we do have.
On another biosecurity issue, this one, blueberry rust, do you personally believe the decision to manage the rust is the right way to go over eradication?
I do, Tony, and with areas like this, I always look to the experts within Biosecurity Tasmania to be able to provide me with the best information. We know that when we're looking at pests and diseases, whether it's trying to manage them, whether it's looking at eradication, whether it's working out ways to stop them coming to Tasmania, that we need to rely on expert advice to be able to get the best outcomes for Tasmania. And so I have complete faith in the men and women at Biosecurity Tasmania to make those decisions. We have committed further funding over previous budgets to be able to commit to be able to support them, and we're going to have further roles being advertised for Biosecurity Tasmania in the coming weeks. So we recognise the importance for Tasmania of having a strong biosecurity system, and we will continue to invest.
What do you say to blueberry growers, though, that say you're wrong, that you should eradicate it?
I understand that there are a range of views, Tony, and having spoken personally to blueberry growers that either have been impacted previously by market access, but also to blueberry growers that have actually been impacted by blueberry rust. It's a very difficult situation that growers find themselves in, and I understand that. However, as a government, I really do need to be able to make decisions that are in the best interest of the broader industry, and I do need to take that advice from experts. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to listen, and it's not going to mean that I'm not going to be responsive to what people are telling me in the future.
Our guest on the Tasmanian Country Hour, Sarah Courtney, the Primary Industries Minister in Tasmania. Minister, it's been just under 12 months since the coroner, Simon Cooper, handed down a number of recommendations after investigating the deaths of seven Tasmanians involved in quad bike accidents. Have any of those recommendations been acted upon, especially the task force?
What we're doing, Tony, with regards to the task force is that's been working in parallel with work from the federal government, from my federal counterparts as well. So Guy Barnett, as the Minister for Workplace Safety, is responsible for this. And at a recent Ministers for Consumer Affairs meeting, they've agreed to work together to look towards minimum safety standards for quad bikes. And this is also happening with work being done by the ACCC to look at both a regulatory impact statement, but what national standards can be supported. So I don't want to preempt the outcome of those before the Tasmanian government goes ahead and forms its final view. However, I am very mindful of the importance of this topic. There are many people in our community, Tony, that have been impacted personally by deaths and by accidents on quad bikes. So it's something that's very front of mind to me personally. It's something that I've had many conversations with Minister Guy Barnett about. And once we get these results from the ACCC, which is hopefully later in this year, we'll be able to have some more, I guess, precise guidance on where the government is going to go. But I am very open-minded and I'm very mindful of how important this is to so many people.
Would you follow New South Wales looking at rebates for farmers in Tasmania who spend money making their quad bikes safer?
Yeah, we haven't ruled that out, Tony. That's something that I know the TFGA has been advocating for, and it's definitely in the mix of something that could be the pathway forward.
Now, there's been a fair bit of debate recently about issues around GM crops, new techniques like gene editing, gene mapping. Do you see any appetite to change Tasmania's stand on a moratorium on GM crops?
Well, as you know, Tony, we've had a moratorium now since 2001, and the current five-year moratorium is due to roll off in late next year, and in November next year, actually. And so the government has committed to do a full review, which includes public consultation before then. So we're going to start that later on this calendar year so that there's plenty of time for community and for industry to have their say prior to that decision being made by government, and indeed that being passed by the House of by both Houses of Parliament.
Have you personally had any approaches from farmers keen to see a different stance adopted around GM crops?
There are a range of views across the community and across the farming community. It's something that is brought to my attention from both sides of the argument. However, that's why it's important to have a full public consultation process. I know that this is a topic that is people have a lot of deeply held views around. It's something that is very important to many Tasmanians. And while I don't want to preempt that, I think it's really important that as a state we have the ability to make these decisions, and it's something that I'll make sure I continue to fight, that Tasmania has the ability to make these decisions about whether or not we retain our GMO status.
Is there evidence to show that Tasmania is benefiting financially from continuing to remain GM-free?
Well, there are a range of arguments on both sides, I have to say, Tony. And I mean, there are some people that argue that there are benefits in terms of market access, in terms of product premium. However, there are arguments on the other side. I'm mindful of that. And I'm being very careful because I don't want to preempt what this full review will come out with. I think it's important that the community has the opportunity to have their say. And I think it's something that we are very privileged to be able to have the opportunity to have this kind of conversation in Tasmania.
Do you feel, though, that there might be a different opinion from the farmers when it comes around to making their thoughts known that they don't, that they want GM crops? Do you think that'll happen in Tasmania?
I'm not expecting to have different feedback than what I've had anecdotally. However, this is why we're having a full public consultation. And it's important to also recognise, Tony, that it hasn't just been 5 years since we do this. Every year the government does an environmental scan, looking at what's happening in the community, looking at consumers, looking at new technologies. So we're constantly making sure that we are on top of new developments with regards to GM. We haven't just stuck our heads in the sand. And I will continue to engage, and the review process is a way for people to put their formal views on the table and for us to decide as a community what's best for Tasmania going forward.
Now, we've spoken about the conditions on the mainland. We've spoken about the conditions on the East Coast. Your own farm, you've in the north, how is it going at the moment?
Well, I have to say it's a bit wet underfoot, I noticed, but I seem to be finding myself working far too hard to be actually in the vineyard at the moment. So I have some very very trusty people out there doing the final pruning at the moment. But yes, sadly, I have not been able to get out there myself.
What's the easier job, farmer or politician?
Oh, that's a tricky one, I'd have to say. The vines don't talk back, so that's always a positive about the vineyard. But I have to say the privilege of being a being a member of parliament and getting to go and meet so many amazing people in the community and so many farmers doing innovative and exciting things. It is just so wonderful and such a privilege.
Minister, we've covered quite a few issues there. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure, Tony. I've really enjoyed myself.
The Tasmanian Primary Industries Minister, Sarah Courtney, on a range of issues there after being in the role for 6 months.